I would like to welcome all of you. I would like to welcome Secretary General, NATO Secretary General, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg. I would like to welcome your visit to Georgia, the visit which lay a foundation to new developments in terms of Georgia-NATO relationship. 1 year ago, from Wales, Georgia returned with very important package, the very package which gave to our country an opportunity to further deepen our cooperation and the level of our defense capabilities. The CAP package, which may aims at more NATO in Georgia and more Georgia in NATO. Today, together with Secretary General, we took very important step in this direction. And one of the components of this package, materialization of this package started and a training and evaluation center, which was launched today, I'm sure will play a very important role and further strengthen our defense capabilities and also would allow member state, NATO member state armed forces to train and to more effectively prepare themselves in Georgia through trainings. Georgia is a country which once again proves its commitment to stability and peace in our region. And in the context of alliance membership, it considers itself as a step towards more stability and more stable peace in our region. Irrespective of the fact that we are the country, 20% of territory which is occupied and 10% of population of which is in our people are internal displaced persons, IDPs, we still actively work together with our NATO partners and are in fact number one contributor state, not including NATO member states. NATO member states who are doing their utmost to guarantee global security. Therefore, we considered different aspects of further strengthening and deepening our cooperation. We talked about joint efforts we have been taking and plans for the future. Also about agenda of positive reforms, and it was these reforms have been highly appreciated and evaluated by our partners in Georgia. And also we talked about the issues relating to stability in Georgia and in the region as a whole. I'm very glad of the fact that this meeting was really, really successful and very thoughtful, and I'm sure that this visit will further strengthen and further encourage Georgia on this road to NATO integration. Once again, I would like to express my sincere gratitude.
President Mark Velasvili, for your warm welcome and for receiving me and my delegation. I'm very glad to be here in Tbilisi. My visit here today reflects the importance we attach to the relationship between Georgia and NATO, a relationship that is getting closer and that is getting deeper. First and foremost, Georgia is a strong and reliable contributor to our shared security. Georgia is playing a significant role in our operations, notably in Afghanistan. I would like to thank you and the Georgian people for your commitment and for your sacrifice. Georgia has proven itself to be a reliable contributor to international security. Georgia is also an example in the region and beyond of carrying out democratic reforms. This shows your commitment to being part of the Euro-Atlantic community, the Euro-Atlantic family, a family which shares values. Those reforms and the contributions to international security are also helping Georgia prepare for NATO membership. NATO is helping in those efforts. Through the substantial NATO-Georgia package adopted last year, we have increased our joint training and exercise to be able to work together even more effectively. NATO experts are in Georgia to help strengthen your defense capabilities, providing advice on planning, education, and cyber security. We have just inaugurated the NATO-Georgia Joint Training and Evaluation Center. This is an important step forward. It is not directed against anybody. On the contrary, the center will be important to improve regional and international security. The center will help improve the skills of Georgian security forces, and it will allow allies and partners to train side by side. These are commitments we made together, and they are all on track and on time. They're also helping Georgia prepare for NATO membership. There is still work to do, but Georgia has made remarkable progress. NATO will continue to stand by Georgia, and we follow closely what is happening in your country. Russia's latest actions to move the administrative boundary line of South Ossetia region of Georgia are yet another breach of Russia's international commitments. Allies remain fully committed to Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty within its internationally recognized borders. Let me conclude by thanking you once again, Mr. President, for our excellent discussions. I look forward to working with Georgia to further deepen our close cooperation and to help Georgia continue to work to meet the standards of NATO membership. Thank you.
Thank you.